6:35 in the evening, 720 WGN. It's the Patty Vasquez Show with me, Andrea Darnlis. Patty has the night off. We are just less than an hour away from the Blackhawks pregame, as Jen just mentioned, with Chris Bowden. Hawks will be playing at 9 o'clock tonight in Vegas against the Golden Knights. All right, I'm excited. If you are looking for one of the best holiday-themed horror films of the year, you got to see Sick for Toys. We're pleased to have on the line with us the star and producer, David Gunning. Hey, David.
Hey there, how's it going?
Great, thank you. God, the reviews coming in for this are just out of this. You hit it out of the park, I think, with this one.
Well, thank you, thank you. Yeah, we're really excited. Things are going very, very well. As a holiday horror thriller,
yeah.
It seems to be a film that's kind of, you know, goes against the grain of a lot of, you know, the happier, the go-lucky Christmas films. So. Things are definitely looking up for us.
You thought Halloween was the end of it, but this is a holiday dinner gone terribly wrong. You're already being hailed the Dallas International Film Festival with the Grand Jury Prize nominee, so congratulations for that. Great accolades. The movie is out now, and tell us a little bit about it, David.
So Sick for Toys, in a short synopsis, so to say, is it's about a film set during Christmas time. It's about a guy who is really down on his luck, and he thinks that he has found someone that he can really relate to, and he takes a chance. And what happens is he winds up being the guy who's in the wrong place at the wrong time, and once that dinner scene hits, a lot of things go spiraling down real quick.
Oh, big time. I was calling the synopsis Home for the Holidays meets American Horror Story.
That would be a very fair assessment.
Is that a good one? Tell us, you know, I know you're starring in this. What was it like starring in a horror film, kind of a slasher flick, based around Christmas and the holidays?
Well, I think for any actor, a lead role in a film is basically any performer's dream. We all want some kind of lead role. So whether it's a horror or drama or comedy, either way, you just want to do your best to become that character, really dig in and give the audience your best. And what really happens in the end is whatever you give, hopefully the audience likes it. And in reality, whether they like it or they don't, or if they could even, hate your performance, at worst, I think going into it, you just have the mindset of this is always a great opportunity. And it's always a blessing to be in front of the camera.
Absolutely. And you're getting rave reviews, as is your co-star Camille Montgomery, who plays Amelia. And what kind of caught my eye when I was reading the reviews is that I guess you guys knew that Camille was the perfect actress for the role as soon as you saw her submission tape. So knowing the role that she plays, what was on her submission tape? How are you cast for this kind of a role? I mean, how dark do you have to be?
Ooh, Camille, yeah. What we were really looking for was someone who could keep the innocence of an adolescent and also have the murderous tendencies of, quite honestly, a psychopath.
Uh-huh.
So trying to find that balance with the female lead was very difficult. We had tons and tons of submissions. But essentially what happened is we saw Camille's tape very early.
Uh-huh.
And we put her aside. We said, we really, really like her, but mm-hmm. let's look at some others. So we wound up looking at a couple hundred other tapes. And she just no one could beat her out. She set the bar so high that that was who we went with. The director, David Del Rio, he loved her, and our other executive producer, and also another star of the film, John Paul Burkhart. We all sat there and we looked at each other and said, this is our lead. This is her.
What was it like working? Now, you mentioned David Del Rio. This is his feature directorial debut, written by James Andrew Oster mm-hmm. and Justin Xavier, who also was in the film, too. What was it like working with David for the first time?
So working with David, on a feature. This would be our first feature performance together. And actually, to backtrack, we have worked on some smaller projects. But as far as a feature and being there for weeks at a time and doing a whole film, it was quite an adventure. David Del Rio carries an energy with him that we really find to be completely unmatched. He is the captain of the ship, and boy, does he run a tight ship. He has the actors on their toes, playing different games. It's just putting us all in the right mindset as a director to do everything that he can, so that he can do everything possible to make sure that we get the best performance. And it's always fun. That's the key. His sets are just always filled with energy. And I think as an actor, it's super important to feel confident on set, because the minute that you are feeling down or maybe you're out of the scene, the camera will pick it up. So David's saying is always, don't worry about looking good. That's my job. I'll get it done.
Yeah.
And that's what we really feel like he does.
You just act. You just do what you do best.
Yes, with a little bit of guidance from David, yeah.
You know, and again, I'm reading the reviews. Captivating, creepy, but in the best possible way. We're talking to David Gunning, who's the star and producer of the new holiday horror film that's out now called Sick for Toys. I have to ask, looking at some of looking at the trailer, obviously, and the pictures and the stills from the set, what was it like being on a set like this? I mean, in between takes, I mean, it seems like your cast all gets along. You put all your trust in David, aptly so. But in between takes, are you guys laughing? Are you laughing? Are you goofing around? Are you trying to keep it light based on the subject material?
I think most likely earlier in the day, we're laughing and having a good time. But by the time that 12 to 16 hour range really owns in, we're all laser focused and just making sure that we get all the shots in and making sure that we're really just giving our best effort and really getting the shots so that our audience can fall in love with our characters and fall in love with the project as much as possible. Walking off the set at the end, feeling like you did your job, that's what's really important. So it really is a mixture of being on set as far as a film like this, a horror film, thriller, either or. It does get intense because there's a little bit of drama. There's definitely a little bit of blood to go around.
Sure.
So, yeah, so that can definitely get into your psyche, and you just do your best in the end.
Was it a fun role for you?
Very much so.
Yeah.
So when I dove into this role, I had to find my inner sixth grade nerdy, awkward, staged, inside personality. What Roy, my character, is a very introverted guy. He always finishes last, always tries too hard, is very awkward, and he never seems to win. And to be honest, that's kind of how I felt when I was in sixth grade.
I was going to say, what was the real sixth grade like for David Gunning?
Oh, man. I was definitely afraid to talk to any girl out there. I remember trying to speak to one girl, and my friend said, oh, give him your number. And she just turned to me dead stone cold in the face, and she said, no.
No.
Yeah, and I just tried to find that feeling of just being crushed.
Oh yeah.
As that sixth grader and what it was walking up just desperate, high, you know, just very super introverted, super nerdy, and just super afraid. And so that's where I really tried to go. And hopefully that is what the audience picks up through my character.
Yeah, and I think we all have stories of that as well. I remember I was in fifth grade, actually, and I liked this kid in my class. I put a smiley face sticker on his desk, and I smiled, and he looked at me, and I thought, oh, this is it. And it turns out he thought it was the girl who sits in front of me and went and talked to her. And, oh, yeah. Crushing.
It's like not getting the Valentine's card on Valentine's Day. Right. Everybody gets one but you.
Yeah, if they could hear us now, David, right?
I know.
On WGN in Chicago, talking about your starring role here.
This is true. This is a pleasure to be on your show, and I appreciate you you know, you inviting me on.
Absolutely. I can't wait to see the film. And again, what do you want people to take away from this? Everybody should see it. I mean, it's the biggest movie time of the year, December. You're with your family. Take your family to see this. Maybe not the young kids, but
yeah.
Go see Sick for Christmas.
That would be my first advisory.
Yeah.
Don't take the kids. However, if you're getting tired of the happy-go-lucky Christmas film and maybe you want something a little more on edge or wild or and that isn't 2.5-3 hours long, just a quick, entertaining film, Seasick for Toys. Seasick for Toys. You know, order it. You can find it anywhere on, you know, digital, basically all cable, DirecTV, all that good stuff. That's what I would have to say.
Awesome. I'm going to watch it this weekend. And again, appreciate your time. What are you doing for the holidays with your family?
I will be going down to a warmer climate down in Florida to hang out with the family. My wife and I, we have a newborn that's about 3 months old.
So it's
about time that we do a touch of traveling. It's been quite the roller coaster.
Absolutely. Well, I hope you're sleeping. I hope at least you're partially sleeping through the night.
I am. The schedule seems to get a little bit easier. Everybody says 3 months, and it really does seem to be this, internal clock with the babies. So she's doing great, great baby. My wife's absolutely amazing at being a mother and also taking care of me as well.
Right. and babysitting her two kids now, right?
Yes. I'm the older, larger child, and the baby is the actual baby.
Well, congratulations on the baby and the film, and come visit us next time you guys are in Chicago.
I would love to. I see that the Bears are doing really well. I think Trubisky has a bright future ahead of him, and I am a huge Villanova basketball fan, so I'm rooting for Ryan Arcidiacono to really uplift those Bulls and you know, get them back into contention.
Oh, absolutely, David. Thank you so much for your time.
Oh, thank you so much. And if I could just, if anybody would like to follow me on any of that social media,
please
follow me at David Gunning Act on Instagram and also on Twitter.
Easy
and
enough.
You can follow Sick for Toys at Sick for Toys Movie. Thank
Easy
you so
enough.
Much for having me, guys.
You bet, David. Thank you so much. Happy holidays to you and your family. That's David Gunning, the star and producer of Sick for Toys. You got to see it if you're a horror movie film buff. Get on out there and see it. We'll have more after this on 720 WGN.